All right, so good early evening. So we are up to Simon Reish Pei Beis, which is the dealing with Kavod El Sefer Torah, and as we'll see, that extends to Kavod for other Sfarim as well. I assume we should see that. So, I mean, there is a little bit of a question or ambiguity as to whether this is also how inclusive are we of other of regular Sifrei Kodesh, and as we'll see, that's probably a more relevant issue than the Sefer Torah itself. But I think we assume at least l'chachila certainly that all of the halachos of Sefer Torah are then going to transfer over to Sifrei Kodesh. So on the let's see, what do I have there on the source sheet? Number one, I think, is probably the page from the Torah. Yeah, so this is not quoted in the Torah itself, but if you take a look on that first page in the source sheet, so there is a on the bottom right in the Beis Yosef. So there he quotes two further halachos in Hey and in Vav. So, truth is, Hey, really, for some reason, Hey really comes before Vav, but anyways, we'll just do it in order. So the Beis Yosef there says, Beperek Bama Isha, Amrinan de Kamiyan im hayu mechusim or mutur licharis behem le Beis Akisei, vim lav aser. That if Kamiyan, Kameos, I'm not sure how to translate them, icons, I'm not sure, but if they are covered in leather, so, or some other skin, so mutu lichanes, then you're permitted to bring them into the bathroom with you. You don't have to uncover them. Vim lav aser, and if not, it's prohibited. And that's what the Rambam writes. Okay, I don't think we're deal too much with that, even though there is relevant to other halachos here. But we covered that, I believe. Yeah, we covered that last week in Siftal. It actually talked about Sfarim and Sifrei Torah being brought into Beis HaKisei. But then we get to Hay. So in Hay it says, Beperek Basr de Erevin, the end of Maseches Erevin, Amrina de Ein Mizrakikin Kisvei HaKodesh, that we don't throw Kisvei HaKodesh. B'chasavar Rambam de Afilu Halachos V'Agados B'chal, that even Halachos and Agados, meaning beyond just Sifrei Torah or Sifrei Kodesh, it sounds like that are in Ksav Ashuris with the Klaf, etc., sounds like regular Sfarim as well are included in this idea of Ein Mizrakin, of not to throw them. Now, there's a bit of a question there. Why is that? Why is that being
just throwing them, stomp, or throwing them someplace, or
So why is this? Why is this in Maseches Erevin, even if it's towards the end? So the reason it's in Maseches Erevin is that's discussing the case of a someone's reading a scroll on the roof of their house, or something along those lines, and all of a sudden the scroll rolls out of their hand, right? They're holding on to one end, but the other end continues to roll, and it rolls off the roof. So what is he permitted to do under those circumstances with that? Meaning when you have a tip of it going off the roof, and it's the Gemara's case is that it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, so now you have this scroll that's partly in Rishus HaRabim, partly in Rishus HaYachid. Is he allowed to roll it back up again? So the assumption is he's not allowed to roll it back up because it's because then he'll be removing something from Rishus HaYachid, from Rishus HaRabim, and bringing it back into Rishus HaYachid. So over the course of, so at the end of that Gemara, it discusses another halachos, that there's another concern that if a person could take it from below, that there might that they might bring it directly into Rishus HaRabim. They might themselves pass it from one to the other. So the Gemara sort of tries to create a case where that's not going to happen. Meaning that there is a Carmelis in between. That's the Gemara's example. So the Gemara says, well, he could probably still throw it from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, to which the Gemara says, oh, come on, nobody throws Svarim, right? That's something that's not allowed. So all of a sudden, that gets plucked out of that halacha in the middle of in Maseches Erevin and gets pulled over to here, to Hilchos Sefer Torah. And that's what that Gemara says, that we say that Ein Mizrakin, that we don't throw Kisvei Kodesh based on that reasoning. So the, what do I have here? So the, okay. So if we go to now in the Shulchan Aruch itself, page 2 of the source sheet here. So, this is running, there you go. Okay, so page 2 here of the source sheet. So Sif Hey, in the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Zorkin Kisvei HaKodesh, that we don't throw Kisvei HaKodesh, Vafilu Halachos Vagados. And even halachos and agados, even that is not supposed to be thrown, which is the language of the Rambam, right? So far, not so difficult there. Yeah. In fact, the Piskei Tshuva here comments that that you're not allowed, nor besides not throwing, I'm not sure why exactly it's here, but besides not throwing Kisvei Kodesh, you're also not allowed to burn Kisvei Kodesh, no matter how Shebalu v'nimchaku, no matter how bad, no matter how bad condition they may be in. So that, of course, leads to one of the main contributors to the Seamus issue, and that, okay, what do we do with all these old Svarim? And this is a problem that I predict is going to get, I don't think I need to even predict, is going to get worse and worse and worse as people have more and more and more Svarim. I mean, like, there's what's going to be with all of these Svarim, especially as they get so reprinted so quickly and so cheaply, and things like are not necessarily passed on because the next generation is going to have much better things than the previous generation. So that's a whole issue. So anyways, so that's what the Piskei Tshuva comments, that just because it's old and decayed doesn't all of a sudden at that point permit one to throw it out. Fine. But then the Ramah then makes a comment, and this is sort of connected to some, to halacha that we learned previously. V'aser lahafoch oso al pneihem v'cheshematzu kach tzarech lahafcha. That it is also prohibited to turn them on their face. And when you find it in that way, so tzarech lahofcho, so then you should flip it back. You should you should turn it back. Right? So that's what the Ramah adds in. Now, we had that halacha similar to that previously, right? I'm on page Kavches there. Yeah. So we had this previously. Did I put the wrong page on?
So what page are we supposed to be looking at now?
In theory, page 3, but I'm realizing I may have put the wrong... I think I put the wrong page on. I did. Okay. Sorry, but you could turn. Those that have a Shulchan Aruch... So you could turn to Simon Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph, which is the previous page in the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph. And there it said that if you that if you wrote a Uriah, this is in the middle of Hilcha, of writing the Sifrei Torah, that if you wrote a Uriah, meaning a panel of Ksav that will be used for the Sefer Torah, and now you want to put it down in order so that it dry, lo yahafu chaksav lamata. You should not turn it upside down. Afal pishe mechavin kadei shelo yala avak al ksav. Even though your kavana is to ensure that dust does not get onto the writing, we call makom derech bizayinu. That's still not considered appropriate. El yepanai haksav lamala v'yifrosh alav beged. Rather, you should have the ksav facing up. You should put a beged on top of it in order to cover it. So some of you recall that this is the famous Shach, where he quotes that there are those that say that there is a chacham whose name, the chachmi ha'emes, sheish malach echad nikra shade, that there is a malach that is referred to as shade, shindalid, v'hu shomer duffin. Right, the watcher of the pages. Al mishmaniach sefer pachus v'yotzei shemishkach talmudo. That the person who neglects to close his svarim, so he then forgets his learning. That's what the shade malach is in charge of overseeing. So besides that, so there is so besides the Gemara in Erevin that says that, right, you're not allowed to throw it, you're also not allowed to leave it open. It seems based on that Gemara. The only thing is that this Gemara in Maseches Erevin that we're going off of, the Mishnah there seems to disagree, because the Mishnah, and that is page 4 in the source sheet, so the Mishnah, towards the bottom of that page, the Mishnah tells us, Hayakori b'sefer ali skupa v'niskalgel ha'sefer miyado, right? That is setting the stage for the Gemara, that a person is reading the sefer on their roof, their slanted roof, iskupa, v'niskalgel ha'sefer, and the sefer rolls away, right, miyado, from his hand, gololo etzlo, hayakori b'rosh haga, and it rolls away from him, golu etzlo, right? He's allowed to roll it back to him. But if he was on the top of a roof, v'niskalgel ha'sefer miyado ashelo higiel asar tfachim, golu etzlo. And if he rolls off the ends of the roof, as long as it's 10 tfachim above the ground, he's allowed to roll it back towards him. But if it reaches 10 tfachim, hofcho al haksav. So if it reaches 10 tefachim, though, within the ground, so then he should turn it over. And he would be permitted to leave. Why should he turn it over? Because that would otherwise would be considered a lack of derech eretz for the sefer, right? Osios kalpia kosa, Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, four lines from the bottom, he says, turn the word letters over, right? Shelo yehi mutal kol kach bevizayon umanichin ad shetechshach. So that it won't be left out in a way of bizayon, and that way, and that's the way that you should leave it until nightfall. So it sounds like, so why is that considered okay? So it sounds like you're not supposed to leave it open based on what we learned previously on in Simon Reish Ayin Zayin. But if that's the choice that you're left with, so then, okay, what are you going to do, right? And that is the, the Bir Grub pointing to that, Simon Reish Ayin Zayin, go look previously at Reish Ayin Zayin, and that's the discussion there, that assuming that yes, you shouldn't leave your Sfarim open, but if it's, you're not supposed to turn it over. That's what the Ramah is explicitly talking about, right? You're not supposed to turn it over in order to keep it open. But if that's going to be the most covetic way of leaving it, right, better than leaving it face up, so then that is that's what you should do based on this Mishnah in Maseches Eruvin. So actually, the next page is this. The Aruch HaShulchan that I just brought to show that the Aruch HaShulchan compares all the different types of Sifrei Kodesh together, at least on the level of L'chadchila. But this idea kind of gives you the impression that these are not objective halachos anymore. Meaning this, you should leave the Sfarim open. You shouldn't leave the Sfarim open. That's inappropriate. And you shouldn't turn it over. That's also inappropriate. But if you if that's going to be the best way of leaving it, that will lead to a little bit more Kavanat Torah, so then it would be okay. Then you are permitted, and in fact, that's what the Mishnah advises, to turn it over so that would be considered more of a Kavadik than just leaving it out in the open for everybody to see. Right? So then that brings us to another halacha in Simon Kuf Nun Dalet. So the Gemara there, this is an Orach Chaim, Simon Kuf Nun Dalet, discussing halachos.
What page are we on now?
This is page 6.
6?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? So this is Orach Chaim, Simon Kuf Nun Dalet, right? So you have the Shulchan Aruch on top, you have the Mishnah Brura at the bottom. So in the Mishnah Brura, actually we did this Mishnah Brura, I think here recently, if not here, we did it in Shul, about the Kedushas Aron, that if you... we did it in Shul, that if the Aron gets old, so then and you're otherwise going to get rid of it, so then you could use it for a lesser amount of Kedusha, right? That was something we spoke about in Shul recently, relatively recently. And then the Mishnah Berurah actually continues on and says, see where it says Usser, right? There's right in the middle of the underlying parts. He says also, Usser lehishtamish b'sefer lahanaso, that one is not permitted to use a sefer for his own benefit from kagon, like what lahagim bifnei hachama okadei shelo yira chavero mashaosa, right in order not to protect him from the sun, meaning if you're carrying a sefer and you want some shade, so to hold the sefer on top of you so that the sun won't beam directly on you, and I would add in, you know, certainly also to hold on top of you so that it doesn't rain on you or something like that, so that's inappropriate, but or so that your friend doesn't see what you're doing. Not sure what exactly you'd be hiding under those circumstances. That's also not right. But he says, "Ulhaniach sefer acher tacha sefer shalomi bo." But what about the following? What about using a sefer to place under a different sefer that you're learning from? Right? Can I use a sefer to hold the sefer that I'm using a higher up so that I could read from it better? Right? Kedei lahagbio, to raise it. So yesh lahatir. There are those that permit it. V'imunach sefer echad. And if you were using a sefer and now you just put it to the side, certainly to put another sefer on top of it, that for sure is mutter, says the Chayyadim. Because Hashemesh zorachas ala sefer shalomi bo, also if the sun is shining directly on the sefer that you're learning from, yesh lahakel b'makom adchak, at the time of difficulty, lahagin b'sefer acher, to actually use another sefer to protect the sefer you're learning from. Leos letzel kevan she'eno osala nasa, you're not doing it for your own hana, rather you're doing it in order to be able to learn better. So here the Mishnah Berurah seems to be codifying this idea that it's really a subjective Kavanah Torah issue rather than objective rules. That if you can, whatever is going to help you learn better, the Gemishah Berurah seems to be assuming is gonna by default be the most Kavod HaTorah thing that one could that one can do. Right, so that then brings us to the Piskei Tshuvos, which is page 7 over here. Right, so the Piskei Tshuva says, right, this is a safer sort of post-Mishnah Berurah. I mean, the person is still alive; he's still publishing them. I actually saw a new volume came out recently, but he says as follows. And Sif Chaf Gimel over here, right, quotes the Mishnah Berurah that we just quoted from. He says, "Umamutza dvarim elu nucha lilmod gam leinyan shar shimushim shematartam kedei lahakel al halimud v'limna mivizbuz zman." Right, so then from here we can learn about other things that that will make it easier to learn and will be able to keep you from wasting time. Right, sheyesh lahakil kishein lafan of etza acheres. If you have no other idea, or no other possibility, v'chagon lahaniach sefer al sefer patuach kishiyotze kishelo yitzdarich liskor sefer. Right, can you, if you have a sefer that's open, but it's one of those farm that are going to close as soon as you take your hands off of it. So let's, and then you got to get up for a minute. So are you? So he's saying here, you can take a sefer and put it on top of the sefer you're learning from, in order so that it doesn't close on you, because that will save you time when you get back. Also, sefer v'chein kishematik eze inyan mi sefer v'rotze lahaniach eze simon l'shuros shekvar hatik yochol yishdamish l'sham kach b'sefer acher. Right. And similarly, if you're looking up something in a sefer and you want to leave it, leave a siman available to you, so to use another sefer to sort of hold your place, right, to use as a bookmark, that would also be okay. Right? Right? It's better not to use a Tanakh for this particular thing. And before we get to the last paragraph, just see who he's quoting from here. So he's quoting from the Shail Sutshuvos Shlomos Chaim. Who is the author of the Shail Sutshuvos Shlomos Chaim? Anybody know? So I am not sure. There is a Shail Sutshuvos Shlomos Chaim that is out there and is also available on Bar Ilan and on Hebrew Books by Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld. That's the name of his Tshuvos, but I don't know, the paginations or the simination, I'm not sure what the words are, the chapter, the way he makes chapters for his tshuvas don't correspond to the way that they're being recorded in the Sefer Piskei Tshuva. So I'm not sure if it's that Sefer Shalmos Chaim or another Sefer Shalmos Chaim, wasn't able to find it inside, but he develops this idea that it's all, whatever you can, whatever is going to be the most, that learning Torah is considered to be the most Kavod HaTorah that you could do, and therefore using Svarim in order to aid your Talmud Torah, even though it's not directly by what's in the Svarim, but rather to use the physical object itself to aid in your learning, so that seems to be permissible. So he assumes that would be permissible. Now the final paragraph, you could tell me what you think about this final paragraph. This might be taking it a little bit too far. He says on top here, "Umishimeniach atzile yadav al a sefer derech limudo." Right? If you put your hands on a sefer derech limudo, also, right? Gamkein ein ze derech bizayin. That's also, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, right? Ein ze derech kiven she betom leiv vechehergel haozer lo lahavin tamido betenucha kazu osazos. Right, to sort of put your hands on your sefer while you're learning, right? So that also is okay, because that also is going to help you in your learning. Now, only if it's going to help you in your learning. I actually had a chavrusa that any time that I put my elbow on my gemara, right, he would remind me that I should not be doing that, right? That I put an elbow on to talk to him, right? So that's, he pointed out that that's not appropriate. He also would always point it out that every time that I left a pen on my Gemara or a pencil on my Gemara, if I left it in the margin, so he would point that out. And he said, and he said that the Mashkiach in YU, I don't know, maybe Joel, I don't know if you remember Rav Lesson. Was Rav Lesson still there?
I don't know Rabbi Lesson, but I do know, I did hear a story about a Mashkiach that went around and took pants off Gemara.
That was him, yes. So the story goes he would go around, actually, unless it was Rav David Lifshitz, I forget, one of the two, I think it was Rav Lessin, who would write, go around and take the pens off of the students' Gemaras, while at the same time making sure that they had enough money to pay for their dates if they needed. Right? I believe he's somehow related to Rabbi Shrimman, I forget how, where Yaakov Moshe, Rabbi Shrimman's oldest son, is named after Yaakov Moshe Lessin, I'm pretty sure. So anyways, So that is that. And then the last line here in the Piskei Tshuva is he says, and Ha'ozer lo lahavi tamid, right? That's okay. The Chamokain, similarly, Elu hamisnamnim ala sefer. If you fall asleep on the sefer, toch kedei limudam ain't sarach lahakitzam. You don't have to wake him up, kiven shehu derech limuda, because that's also the way he learns. I don't know. Not sure about that one. It's also being quoted from the Sefer Shalmas Chaim. When I saw that, I said, I have to look this up and find this inside. But I was not able to find it inside.
So you'd let him sleep, but you'd take away the pen.
Right. Having the pen there doesn't help him learn. Him sleeping there potentially helps him learn, I guess. Okay.
So that is... Is this just one opinion, or is that the rule?
So I would say these are all. I think that there's a klal that he's bringing forth, and I think that is how we assume that the klal is that it's subjective, right? The klal is that we whatever is going to help in your learning, and B, right? We assume that. That Kavodat Torah is brought forth by whatever is assisting in your learning. So therefore, you can these things, which might otherwise be considered a lack of Kavod for the Svarim, are permitted if they are then helping you in your learning. Right? Was this? I would suggest that this is sort of a subjective requirement. That's not necessarily true across the board, right? There is... when a Sefer Torah comes into the room, right, is moving through the Beis Medrash, everybody stops their learning to stand up for the Sefer Torah, right? Why is that okay? Isn't that stopping people learning? So the answer is that's an objective rule of Kavod HaTorah, right? Therefore that's not supposed to be something that has to keep going. But with regards to this halacha of not turning the sefer over and not leaving it open and not using it to benefit and things like that, so if it's going to aid in your learning, so then it sounds like it would be permissible. Okay, so that gets us to that was all Sif Hei. Sif Vav was the Kameos, and now we move on to Sif Zion, which is the next page in the Beis Yosef. So I actually divided it up in the source sheet. So now we are on page 8 of the source sheet.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Beis Yosef here, right? The Torah just says Asur Leishav Al Amita Shesefer Torah La. What is not permitted to sit on a bed where the Sefer Torah with the Sefer Torah upon it. So the Beis Yosef. All right. So this is a in Beth HaMedrash, it's not that big of a deal because everybody has separate chairs. Most modern shuls is not that big of a deal. Where it becomes like a really big deal is in camps where everybody sits on these like long benches and everybody needs a place to put their siddurim and their tefillin and things like that. And any time there's a sefer on any bench, that means that no one can sit on the entire bench. It sounds like according to this halacha. So are there any kulos that are out there? So let's see, what does it say in the Gemara here? So the Beis Yosef here says, right, you're not allowed to sit on the with a Sefer Torah there. So that's what the Rambam says. As he learning out from Gemara Maseches Moed Katan, Amar Rav Tachlifa, right? Ana Chazisei L'Rav Huna Dahava Boy L'Meisiv Apuria Dahava Manach Sefer Torah Ala B'Kaf Kada A'ara V'Osif Sefer Torah Iluya. That we once saw. Rav Huna, that he wanted to sit on a puria, he wanted to sit on a couch or a bed, and there was a Sefer Torah that was on it. So therefore, he took like a pot or something, turned it over, put the Sefer Torah on that, and therefore he was allowed to sit on it. Right? Alma, what do we see? Kasavar Asur Leishav Alamita, that is prohibited to sit on a bed, Sefer Torah Munach Aleha, based on the fact that Rav Huna went through all this trouble to make sure the Sefer Torah had someplace to go instead of being on his on the bed with him. Now, the context of that Gemara is a little bit is interesting. It's actually talking about after Rav Huna passed away. That after aren't you didn't go with mommy to pick up Shira?
No.
No. Okay. Oh, so you know how to do it. I'm in the middle, so I can't help you. So go take care of it.
No, well, I don't want to.
Okay, so you can hold it in. Do you say hi to Sava?
Hey.
Okay, so So the context of the Gemara is actually that Rav Huna passed away, and they wanted to put a Sefer Torah in his casket with him. And he said, "You can't put a Sefer Torah in the casket with Rav Huna because Rav Huna was makbid not to be laying on the same level as bed as a Sefer Torah is, right? Based on this story, so that this story was used as a proof text for that." For that halacha, v'isinami v'perek ha-komets. And the same story with regards to Rav Huna appears in Menachos. However, in Menachos, there's a little bit of a twist. He says, v'afal gav d'misayim b'baha komets, that in Gemara in Menachos, the Gemara concludes that there's actually a machlokas. The pliga de rabba bar barchana d'amar rabba barchana amar Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Rachana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, mutter leishev al gabi hamita, shesefer Torah munach elah. He actually said that it's mutter, right? It's permissible, who? Right, zeh l'shono posik, right, aleha. However, hu zal posik k'Rav Huna, but he paskin like Rav Huna. Who is the he? So the he that the Beis Yosef is referring to is probably the Tur, right? That the Tur, however, straight up said that you're not allowed to do it. So even though there seems to be a machlokas amorayim, we have the story of Rav Chista versus Rabbi Rachana, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin like, the Tur at least, paskins like Rav Huna, to be machmir with regards to Kavod Sefer Torah. Now, it's a little bit unusual. Generally, in a machlokas between these players, Rabbi Yochanan would win the day. Right? All of a sudden, here we're passing against Rabbi Yochanan, at least most Rishonim are. But the Kevin de Rav Huna Avad Ba Uvda. So why is that? Why do we take Rav Huna over Rabbi Yochanan? So he says, well, one thing is that we actually have a Maisa Shahaya. We actually have a story that Rav Huna did that. Right? Rabbanan de Basre Lo Avdu Uvda Alimiflagala. And the Rabbanan following him didn't do anything to argue on him. As we see in that Gemara in Elu Megalchen at the end of Moed Katan, Bechin Pasuk Smak, Bechin Nir Medivri HaRaivin. And that seems to also be the opinion of the Raivin. So he's pretty much lined up a bunch of Rishonim saying that, yeah, we're going to paskin like that, like the opinion of Rav Chista, that one is not permitted to sit on the same bench where you have a Sefer Torah. And again, our assumption is going to be that it's for other Sfarim as well. He says, Aval, Hatosos Beperek HaKomets, right, V'amordechai, Kasfu Nir the Halacha Krabi Yochanan. They say, hey, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Dematir leishev al gabi mita. Shesefer Torah le. Da halacha kavasi le gabi Rav Huna. Right? We pass like Rabbi Yochanan over Rav Huna. Ul'inyan halacha. But, so how do we paskin, says the Beis Yosef? Because the Rambam, the Raiv, the Smak Rabbeinu has... Everything okay? Oh. Because they all paskin in one particular way... So that's the way we're going to assume. My pekei luma, my dasar of Manoach, Rabbeinu Meshulam, she'echtu b'samach kain, the Gambi Yerushalmi usher.
Sheldon, you have to mute.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. So she'echtu b'samach kain, the Gambi Yerushalmi usher hachi natin, right? And that is. Fine. That and the Yerushalmi also seems to indicate that's the case. Why would I assume otherwise? So Tosfos here, the next section, the Beis Yosef says, well, Tosfos disagrees. And Perek Elu Megalchin says, "Dimidelo Osef Sefer Torah begavoa mimenu nireh shafilu a Sefer Torah munach begavoa mimenu aser." That, well, Tosos comments in Elu Megalchin, the fact that he didn't put the Sefer Torah. First of all, first Tosfos says that, well, what do you do with this, with the Sfarim? So it sounds like you could raise it, right? As long as it's not on the same level as you, but rather it's raised, it should be permissible. So Tosfos says, well, not so fast, because the one story that we have of this, which is Rav Huna taking the Sefer Torah off so that he could sit on the couch, what did he do with the Sefer Torah? Did he raise it on the couch that he was already sitting on? So, no. What did he do with it? He put it at someplace else. So that perhaps indicates that one is not permitted to just raise it where he is. Aval b'Yerushalmi perek mishamesu garsin lo yeshiv adam al gavi mitzvah Sefer Torah munach aleha imaya nasun al gavi davar acher. But the Yerushalmi adds in that if it's placed on something else, mutter, then it's permissible. Ad kama Rabbi Abba b'shem Rav Huna tefach Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Zera kol shehu. So then how high does it have to go? So Yerushalmi quotes a machlokas about that. Rav Abba says the name of Rav Huna, one tefach is sufficient. And Rav Yirmiyah says that a kol shehu would be sufficient. So as long as it's not directly on, according to, we at least have one opinion that that is permissible. And Rav Manoach adds in, v'lo ifshita, and doesn't answer that question, v'is the pasku l'chumra, v'chein das harayvid, right, v'ima ya makum gavoa tafach, v'sei v'tor munach alav mutter. So the way that we seem to paskin is, that as long as that you have a higher place on the couch, where you could put it down, so then it would be okay. So for example, if you have a, if you have a long bench, and where's my tool here? Right. And you happen to have a textbook nearby, right, which I always keep nearby because this is, I think, the densest book that I have found anywhere. It weighs, like, a lot for some reason, and that's what I use to hold down my mezuzahs when I'm scanning them, right? So if you have this and you put the other svarim on top of it, So then that would be okay, because at least then it's raised a little. Now, this machlok is whether it should be raised a little or raised at least a tefach. So it seems like we should actually, a tefach is probably ideal. And he says, V'li nira d'roi l'hachmil hachshu shei makum asefer Torah gavoa yud tfachim v'lo yivchos migimel tfachim d'chol b'tzir mihachi lo chashiv gova klal. And Beis Yosef says, I don't know if you ask me, where do we have this shear of one tefach? We don't really see one tefach meaning anything, or even a little bit meaning anything. So rather, what do we do? He says, I think it should be at least 10 tfachim high, or at least 3 tfachim high. But if it was less than that, it's not considered to be height, right? We don't have a measure of less than 3 Tvachim in halacha of having any meaning alpi din. Okay, so what is the minhag? So if you go to the besides this issue coming up about sharing benches, this issue also comes up with, like, in Sfarim stores or at the YU Sfarim sale, so where they keep all the extra Sfarim. So generally, they keep them on the floor, right? So that doesn't seem like that's okay. So what do? They generally put, like, the box below it, right? They cut the box up and put the box on the bottom, and they put the svarim on top of the box. So that's not a tefach. Why is that okay? So that's probably based on the next halacha here in the Beis Yosef, because he quotes here as well from Rabbi Noach, that Ista Amri, Dafka Sefer Torah, Aval Svarim Acherim Lo Machmirin Behu. He says, first of all, maybe referring to that idea, I think, of how high it needs to be raised, that's by a Sefer Torah. By other svarim, maybe you don't have to be so machmir. V'tov lahachmir. But however, and it's good to be machmir, but then he adds in the following idea. V'davka shelo b'shas beis medrash. But this is only if it's not the time of learning in the beis medrash. Aval bizman beis hamedrash. It's the middle of first Seder. Right? Aval makum tsar l'tamin. There's not much room for the tamidin to be. Mutter leshev b'shav imas farm. You're allowed to do it. Right, you're allowed to put the svarim down next to you. Vapirushim, right? Vekach noheg harav meshulam mi. I'm not sure what that is. Mi. Do you have it spelled out? Mem beis dalid reish shin yud. You know? Do you have what that is in Beis Yosef? Oh, actually, you're gonna have the same page as me. I'm not sure. Right? Ach b'shulo haya b'makom beis medrash hay medaktik shiyah sefer nusun al gabi davar acher kol shehu. But right, even when there isn't room in the beis medrash, you should try to put it a little bit higher on other things. And right, and the sefer Ruchos Chaim says you shouldn't be makel on this, and try to try to keep this fine. Right. So that is a big kula. There is I heard a story with, I'm not going to say the names of who's involved, because I tried finding out today if it was true by posting on a listserv and wasn't able to get an answer. But there is somebody who went to learn in a more yeshivish yeshiva, someone from the YU world who went to the more yeshivish yeshiva, and apparently, you know, it was a time when the Beis HaMedrash was filled, and he took his farim and put them down on the floor on the shtender next to him. So he said, "Hey, why are you doing that?" He says, "Well, you know, it's busy, and I want to keep these nearby, and I don't want to, you know, and I have no place on my shtender to keep them." So the person said, "Well, you know, we're machmir to put the svarim back on the shelves, not to put on the floor." He says, "Well, you know, that's a chumra of a remeinu menoach, but I don't think I need to be machmir under these circumstances." There's a person said something along the lines of, "Do you come from YU?" and started a some kind of fight about it. So I'm not sure who the characters were that were involved or whether this idea happened at all, but this is the machlokas that would be based on. So if you take a look in the in the Shulchan Aruch itself, so the Shulchan Aruch here says, right, Asur Leshev al Hamita Shasefer Torah Le. One is prohibited from sitting on a bed where the Sefer Torah is on it, right? So that is straight up this this machlokas. Right, he quotes in the Taz here that there's underlying... this is the end of the previous page of the Shulchan Aruch that we had, so actually you should go up then. This is... Yeah, page 2. So the bottom of page 2, right, you're not allowed to sit on the Mbita Shasefer Torah Aleha, says the Taz over here, in Taz Dalid, but Shuvas Ramah, Simulam Dalid, Yalef Mizeh She'ein Leishiv Al Teva She'eshba Sifrei Kodesh, that you shouldn't sit on a crate that have Sifrei Kodesh. Right, but he says, but maybe we're not sure. Dilma Hoel Vehem the Sunna Bateva, Harehem Bershus Bifnei Atzma, maybe they're in their own Rishus, Vichemofsikin Dami. And it's like there's a separation. You near Dain Lachalik Bazah, Damir Perik Mishamesu, Lagabi Tillin, it gives a possibility there. So some have raised the question of sometimes there's you have a chair that has, like in school, right? You have a basket under your chair to put svarim in, right? So maybe that would be a violation of this din. I think the assumption is that if they're designed that way, so that's not going to be considered to be a lack of kavod. That's considered to be okay if that's the way that they are designed. So the Ramah then continues, and now we're on page, I guess, 10, no, 9. Oh, this one didn't come out so clear, I see. But page 9 at the top of the page, so the Ramah continues on and says, V'chol shekein she'asur laniach al gabi karka, certainly you shouldn't put it on the ground, v'hu adin shar svarim, and the same thing would be by other svarim as well. V'filu al hamadregos she'osin lifnei arun kodesh, and even on the steps that they have in front of the Aron, that's also Aser Laniach Svarim, because, right, one man's step is another man's floor, right? So that's not okay. V'lo yaniach adam Sefer Torah al birkav, nor should a person put a Sefer Torah on their lap. I'm not sure what that means exactly. I mean, we often hold it up from our lap to support it, but ubeiz atzile yadav alav, Venir Ali, the Hua Din Shar Svarim. The same thing would be by other Svarim. So there is this idea, right, of not holding Svarim on your lap even. Now, it becomes kind of hard to carry them, as we discussed last week. It could very well be that the Kavod Sefer Torah, it would then be okay. I mean, this is probably more of a subjective rule than a objective rule. Now, the Shach here in Sif Ches, right, says, number one, you should try to be... this is Ches from the... No, this is the Salacha, right? Ches, he says, that's on the previous page, you should be machmir, that the Sefer Torah should be at least 10 tefachim high, and shouldn't be less than 3 tefachim, but less than that is not considered high. That's what the Beis Yosef says. Venir de Midas Chasidus Kamar, so says the Shach, but I think he's only saying Midas Chasidus. Aval Midina Sagi Begova Tefach Chuli Amla Kedi Isa B'Yerushalmi Uposkim Huvu Beis Yosef. I think 3 tefachim is sufficient. That's at the very top of the page, and based on the Yerushalmi and Poskim that the Beis Yosef himself brings. Right? What about the Kol Shehu at all? So the Shach doesn't quote that. Continues the Shach here in Sif Tes by other Svarim, the Chassav Harbin Manoach, Dafka Shelo B'Shas Zman Beis Medrash. That this whole thing is only Shelo B'Shas Beis Medrash. Well, the Zman Beis HaMedrash, right? Veha Makom Tsar L'Tamin, there's not much room, Mutter Leshev B'Shava Imasarim. So then you could sit at the same level as the Svarim, V'Apirushim, V'Kach Nag HaRav Meshulam, Kid, I guess, Rashi, or Bid by Rashi or something, Ach Kishelo Hayab Makom, Beis Hamedrash, Hai Medaktik Sheya Sefer Nasun Al Gabi Davar Acher. Right, you should at least try to make sure it's on something else. Kol shehu ad kan lashona. Right, about sefer Arachaim Simon says, "Fro v'nir she'ein lahakel b'davar shelo yirkim zalzav b'kavod asvarim." Beis Yosef maybe dark emotion. There is this idea out there of not to appear like one is being make mezalzel with the kavod of the sefer Torah. Now, just to go back another thing. I should have pointed this out earlier. If you go back all the way to page one, the first page of the Beis Yosef that we quoted, this dark emosha, this halacha here about not putting it on the steps, is actually coming from the Maharil. So the dark emosha on page one, right in the middle of the page, so he quotes from the Maharil, that Kesha Adam Nose Sefer Aser Lelech Lefanav. He says, first of all, a person's carrying a Sefer, you shouldn't walk in front of him. Right, so this sometimes you're holding a door open for somebody, and you go first. The person says, "Oh, you're holding a sefer." Right, so that's the halach here. That's it's based on this Maharil. Even though Maharil might have only been talking about Sifrei Torah, but still, Maharil kishematz, and then he says kishematza sefer mehupach el yono lamata hayahovcho vinoshko. That when he saw a sefer Torah turned upside down, he would turn it over. Vinoshko, and give it a kiss. So here's the idea of kissing svarim when they fall. V'chashanichu svarim al hamadriga she'olim ba'al hamigdal hayamakbid aleihem v'amar degam b'madriga hel yona michashiv kaniach al gabi karka. That when they would put the Sefer Torah on the steps that people would walk up, he was makbid on that. He said that's no good, and he said that that's also considered to be the karka, the ground of people that are above. Now, interestingly, if you look at the bottom, right, that Yud Aleph tends you to the bottom, to a footnote here. So in the footnote here, he adds in, V'chein birksib darki moshe ha-katsib b'tfusim shelefaneinu, that this is the girsa, the text of the... Of the Darkei Moshe HaKatzir in our printing, right? The Darkei Moshe was written by the Rama. Now the Rama wrote something called the Darkei Moshe HaAruch, from which he took what's on the page. From the back of the tour, often you'll find the Darkei Moshe HaAruch, where he's writing a little bit longer, right? He shortened it to, because once the Beis Yosef came out, he shortened it to fit with the Beis Yosef. But he adds in V'chsheinichu asfarim al hamigdal lefanav al hamala toch haPesach. Hayakois Maharil ki ilu hanichu ala karka. Right, the Maharil got angry as if it was put on the ground. Right, so that was what he felt that is not permissible at all to put on the steps. So that shouldn't be done. Try to just knock off another thing here. Wow, this did not come out clear at all. Sorry about that. But back to page 9. So the if you look Piskei Tshuva Sif Zayin. An interesting halacha here. He says, "Ayin b'sefer tiferes lemoshe shekasav dim nafla svarim harbe b'pam achas al gabi akarka." Let's say you dropped a lot of svarim on the ground at once. So im yesh shihui v'toreach im yagbia kol echa b'fnei atzmo masham yan masam yanichenu kulo ke'echad ze al gabi ze ba'aretz yagbiehu ke'echad. He says, if you pick them all up one by one, so that's going to be a burden, and it's going to take a while. Rather, it's better for you to pile them all up on the floor and then to pick it up later. Now, it sounds a little bit odd because you're taking a sefer and piling it up on the floor. But the Tiferes Lemoshe here is saying, yeah, but at the end of the day, you add it all up, that's going to be faster, more efficient, and get the svarim back up to where they're supposed to be faster. Quickly in these two other last two pages here, one is in this not putting it on the seat. So right, where he's quoting the idea of not using it. I think we picked up on this already. And if you go to the back page, so two chuvos here. I quote a 10-minute halacha shir from Rabbi Leibowitz. So he quoted these two chuvos in that shir. Number one is from the Mishnah Halachos, from Menashe Klein. So there is this idea out there of that if you stand the sefer up, so somehow that's better. Right, that if you're sitting on a bench and there's a sefer there, so just stand the sefer up on the straight up, and that's okay. So right off the bat, the Mishnah Halachos here says no way. Right, the thing that you asked about imutter leishiv al safsal shesvarim omdim sham, if you could sit on a bench where there's svarim, and just make sure v'dayik svarim omdim v'lo shofchim, that the svarim are standing up and not on their sides. He says those that are careful about that, there's really no difference. And kind of as a joke, I say, right? Whether it's sleeping or whether it's standing up, right? Both of them are going to be problematic in this realm. He quotes here from the Tshuva Me'ava, right in the middle of the page. I did underline it. You could find it there. The Tshuva Me'ava is a Talmud of the Noda Behuda, actually, and he says explicitly, right, that all Svarim today have the same halacha. All these halachas apply to all Svarim today, and he records some practice that they had, that they used to take the Kisvei Kodesh and they would. They would treat them improperly, Bahem Minog Bizayon, Umochrin Bechenvios Behem Dover Michelhu. Avon Plili, Kimaisad Fusu Kodesh Moksivatema. That they would take these pages from the Svarim and wrap food in it, like wrap the fish in it in order to give it out. Now, I don't know. I find it a little hard to believe, especially because the Sfarim still at that time were extremely valuable and expensive. Maybe he's talking about like newspapers. Maybe he's talking about like they took Jewish newspapers that had Divrei Torah in it. I'm not sure those really existed at the time of the Noda Behuda so much. But I don't know. They were doing something with Kisvei Kodesh that was inappropriate. So the Tshuva Me'ava, he was all upset about that and equated Sifrei Kodesh themselves to Sifrei Torah. And just add in one more. That if you look at the bottom, the Shal Shuva is Shuva Shevet Halevi. So the Shevet Halevi is a Shuva that discusses several things. Chelik Kimmel Simon Yud Aleph. He says Vashir Shal Beshura Shel Kasos Hamichubarim Yachad. Ayidei Mot Barzel Beveis HaKnesses. Right, so you see this often in Eretz Yisrael, in a little bit of America too. Right, the long benches that have individual seats on it. Right, the like the Kibbutz Lavi benches where it goes all the way across, but you have your own chair that goes up and down. Right, so do you have to worry about the Philly Yeshiva? They have this is their setup. Right, they have benches and they have the chairs that the seats that fold down. So if you go when you go to the Philly Yeshiva, you'll see that every couple of rows there is like one of the chairs is like piled high with svarim, like until someone has a chance to put them away. Right? So is that okay? Can you sit on the chair next to it? Because technically, maybe you're sitting on the same bench as these svarim are sitting. So Shiva Levi says, nah, that's okay. Next, Kisafsal Echelin Yushum Aleim Chumash Rishar Sefer Kodesh. So Shalti Api Hamavuar Yerodeya Simon Reish Pei Beis the Asher Leishav Agabi Mita Vesafsal Vehu Api Moi Katan Right Menachos Lafi Anias Daisi the Menido Didan. In our case, Ain Chashash Bezei. We don't have to worry about that. Chadad Isur Yeshiva Bishar Sifrei Kodesh Milvad Sefer Torah Rak Mitzad Achumra. He says the whole thing is a Chumra. Not Sifrei Kodesh themselves, but other Sfarim. He says is a Chumra. Okay, Ode. The Nido Didan in this case, the MS Kisos Nifradosim. They're considered separate chairs. Raklamata Chabram Litzorach Ishtamshus Harbe. Yes, they're connected in order that they be used together. Aval Kaman Shalamala, but each one has their own chair, and that's a hecker. Yishbazev Akar of the Gamma Sefer Torah Mutti. He says, I think even a Sefer Torah would be okay to leave in that way, and see what we say elsewhere. I'm not sure. Dalit, I am Kuf, I'm not sure what that stands for. Bein Laharech and Pashri. I don't have to extrapolate on it anymore. He thinks that it's simple. That it would be that you don't have a problem of one bench, one chair to the next, even though they might be connected as one bench. All right, so I guess Ad Kan. All right, next thing we'll continue on with this a little bit. Probably, what do we have? Probably another 3 months or so of Hilchos Sefer Torah, and then on to Hilchos Mezuzah. All right? Yeah, Shikach.
Okay,
good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Off to here.